From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Thursday, March 12th. A very foggy start to the day for most of us. A dense fog advisory in effect for much of the listening area until 10 a.m. along and basically south of a line from Carbondale to Carmine, now including the Salem area. So be safe and plan on a little extra travel time and rapidly changing visibility. Otherwise, today we're going to see scattered rain showers, possibility of some thunderstorms this afternoon. There's also a slight risk of some potentially severe weather later today as well. We'll be breezy and mild. We'll see a high today of 67. There are six more cases of the coronavirus in Illinois. The new cases range in age from the 40s to 80s, and all are in the Chicago or Cook County area except for one in Lake County. That brings the total now to 25. Governor J.B. Pritzker is urging the public to use caution and says the CDC is warning about events with crowds larger than 250 people.
While we recommend that all Illinoisans take precautions, for our seniors and for our immunocompromised and otherwise vulnerable individuals, our recommendation is to think critically about attending any type of large gathering.
And the Illinois General Assembly has canceled scheduled legislative sessions next week to limit the possibility of spreading COVID-19 among large groups. The governor made that announcement yesterday as well. He also says the state will work to expand unemployment benefits to employees without paid sick time who must miss work because of the coronavirus. Well, Southern Illinois University, along with several others in the state, are suspending in-person classes as a preventative measure to limit exposure to the coronavirus. So far, no cases of COVID-19 have been reported on any college campus in Illinois. For students on the SIU Carbondale campus, the university is extending spring break by an extra week. And then when classes resume on the 23rd, they will be offered online and in alternative formats until further notice. The university's operations, including teaching and research, will continue. The SIUC campus will remain open and staff will report to work as usual. In a letter from Interim Chancellor John Dunn, he says students will have options for returning to campus, either to study or retrieve materials. A link to the latest information on this developing situation is on our webpage at wsiunews.org. Well, as the number of new cases of coronavirus continues to rise, social service agencies across Illinois are taking steps to protect the people they serve. Erica Smith is executive director of Helping Hands, a Minch shelter in Springfield. She says the homeless face particular challenges when it comes to treatment and prevention of illnesses.
So when they do get sick, a lot of times it takes them longer to recover because unlike people who are housed, they can't just say, okay, I'm going to go home and rest for a few days. That option really isn't there for them.
Smith says the shelter is taking the advice of public health officials and encouraging clients to wash their hands regularly. They're also cleaning and sanitizing the facility more frequently and offering primary health care services several times a week. Governor Pritzker announced earlier this week a disaster proclamation to allow for more funding and resources to help respond to the coronavirus. School shooting survivor Missy Jenkins-Smith will be speaking at Vienna High School today at 9:15. The event is open to 5th through 12th grades and the general public. Jenkins-Smith was a high school student in Paducah in 1997 when she was shot by a classmate who opened fire on students at the school. Now paralyzed from the chest down, she wrote a book about her experiences. The event will be followed by a roundtable discussion with school safety committee members and FCC employees. And that, again, is this morning at Vienna High School, beginning at 9:15. Well, weather-wise, today on your morning commute, if you're out and about or getting ready to be out and about, dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. for much of the listening area. If you're driving this morning, be prepared for rapidly changing visibilities within short distances. Might want to leave a little extra travel time. Weather-wise today as well, rain developing throughout the morning. We could see some thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. There is a potential we may see some severe weather along with those thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, breezy and mild, a kind of a typical spring day in Illinois. Look for a high today around 67, winds out of the southeast at 5 to 13 miles an hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 41. Tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine. It will be cooler and a high around 52. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.